This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Investing in agricultural research and development can help poor countries fight hunger and poverty. A new study says investments in sub-Saharan Africa increased by more than 20% between 2001 and 2008. But the study also found that just a few countries were responsible for most of that growth. Nigeria was responsible for one-third of it. Ghana, Tanzania, Sudan, and Uganda also increased their spending. But 13 countries decreased their investments. Yinka Beintma from the Washington-based International Food Policy Research Institute led the study. She says new technologies are needed to deal with some of the causes of hunger.
Food price volatility, growing population, water scarcity, climate change. There's a more demand on better technologies or different technologies to address these issues.
She says some countries, including Nigeria, have increased their investments after spending far too little in the past.
It's a positive sign because it is more commitment from the government. But Nigeria had extremely low levels of agricultural research funding. And I was there for the first time in 2000 or 2001, and I visited institutes that could not function. They even didn't have a phone line, or they didn't have gas for the cars, one computer that didn't work.
Nigeria now has the largest agricultural research system south of the Sahara. That is one measure of progress. But Yinka Beintma says a better measure is whether a country is spending more than 1% of its agricultural money on research. And in 2008, she says, Nigeria was not doing that. Botswana, Burundi, Kenya, Mauritania, and Mauritius were spending more than 1%. So were Namibia, South Africa, and Uganda. Ms. Beintma examined levels of funding and employment at 370 research centers in 32 countries. She believes most countries depend too heavily on international donations to help pay for research. Many donations are short-term, she says, and the research often ends when the money has been spent. Ms. Beintma says countries must improve their higher education systems to get more qualified researchers. But the study found that new researchers are not being hired in some countries because of budget problems. At the same time, many older researchers are nearing retirement age. Private industry may be able to help if governments cut their spending. Some cooperatives, for example, raise money for research into important crops. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldine Watson and Steve Barragona. For more agricultural news and to learn English, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.